This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2916. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome! It is Thursday, I'm making it through the week. It's Thursday, I'm at my peak. I hope you are too. Hope you are too, and I'll stop singing. And I've got a show today where someone wants to know why a firm wants them to draw this particular or these particular images. Hope you find this helpful. Please share it on LinkedIn. It will help other people. Now, I'll be back in just one moment. Why do some companies ask you this is a fun one. Why do some companies ask you to draw a house, a tree, and a person? Now, I had never heard of this before, but I went looking and found that this is an industrial psychology question that basically says or reveals certain things about your personality. So, for example, this is from a website called brightside.me. I'm not sure where it is. I just went directly to this page on Google. So when they're looking at the image of the house represents family relations and how you see and interpret home and family life. It says a lot about how you feel about family values in general and your family in particular. So the roof represents intellectual, fantasy, and spiritual life. A chimney, the affective, that's affective, and sexual life, with smoke coming out of the chimney symbolizing internal tension. Walls, the firmness and strength of your personality. Doors and windows, relationship with the surrounding world. Sidewalks, openness, access to your intimate family life. Ground, stability, and contact with reality. You know, there's information about the image of the tree, the image of the person. So, for example, I'm just going to skip ahead to the person. The head reflects intelligence, communication, imagination. So if the head is larger than the body, it means you have a more impressive intellectual ability. Hair, eyes, social communication, and your perception of the world around you. Mouth reflects sensuality and verbal communications. So if the mouth on your picture is just a straight line, it means that you're verbally aggressive. I like that one. Neck, impulse control. Arms, adaption and integration with the social world. You notice what they're trying to do is to get a feel for who you are as a person in this indirect self-revealing way. Now, I have no idea whether this test has been measured as being valid for evaluation, but if a firm is asking you to draw this house, tree, and person, this is what they're looking for you to reveal. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful, and if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.